The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Before I make my 2023 predictions, I examine my 2022 ones to examine what I got right and what I got wrong. Accountability for the win. I broke this into three categories last year, so we'll revisit each first on broad business predictions. First, in 2022, the gap will get worse between the haves and the have-nots. I will declare victory here and observe that it's because of the gap pointed out by interviews with leaders such as Marcus Olson and Oren Klopper. Marcus shared with me, as we prepared for our cloud discussion in December, a graph about the space between larger headcount MSPs and small ones. He's right, there's a chasm that growing MSPs jump over and many stay behind. In fairness, looking at service leadership data would imply that based on profitability, one in four providers still break even or lose money, a number which has been consistent for as long as I've been doing this show, as well as dating back to my time as an MSP and as a vendor. That said, there's a gap when you analyze by headcount, and it's worth observing. It's getting worse. In 2022, we'll see the fruits of the labor of those investing in real work-from-anywhere initiatives for a select group. I'll note that it didn't happen clearly enough for my liking. I could play a game about my choice of words select group to try and debate this one. I'd expect listeners to call BS on that. I'll say we're not done here, and let's re-examine this. I'm pretty sure I'm right. I just got the timeline wrong. A sub-prediction. Those hybrid formulas are a fad. 3 days in, 2 days in, these arbitrary numbers are a fad and won't last. Distinctly victory here. After many pronouncements by CEOs that they were leading, the data from Castle Systems about access to the office tells me that this is entirely driven by employee choice, not management mandate. Say what they want, the employees are controlling this one. In 2022, the rise of the consultant will be notable. When I have conversations with providers about the value they're delivering, it's here. I'm not sure it's as dominant as I'd like to declare victory. That said, this is the theme that resonates a lot. We'll check again in 2023. I also rolled over a 2020 prediction about the trade show event circuit dead as it was. I'm going to say I'm right here. Why? When I speak with those in the event production space, the feedback continues to be that attendance is lower. The pandemic made a dent in this space, maybe not entirely dead, yet changed. Now, the second category. Let's look at the cloud. In 2022, a vendor will emerge with a clear set of requirements to deliver management of SaaS applications beyond managing a single vendor. I got this one wrong. I still want this to happen. It just hasn't happened yet. There's a movement as the smaller players build out their offerings and more prominent players start to include SaaS in their strategy presentations. I'm looking for that set of requirements, and that isn't there. It needs to be, but it's not. In 2022, I also believe a savvy MSP is going to spend some money and invest engineering dollars in an open source project like SIP or Tactical RMM to further address this need. I got this one wrong, or I can't see it. It's the open source nature of this that I got wrong. Interviewing larger providers, they have built their own organizations for engineering and are doing their own development. They just haven't opened it up like I thought they would. I could still be early here, so we will check back in. In 2022, a cloud-first MSP sales approach will move into the mainstream. I'm going to say I'm right here because it's pervasive among the significant providers I talk to. In fact, it's become a filter for me for maturity. If a provider is telling me about their gold, silver, paper, tinfoil plans and how they value basic services like help desk and patch management, I know they're being left behind. If they're linking directly to business outcomes and how cloud technology does that, I know they have their organization in a good place. Finally, on security. In 2022, the stats on breaches will get worse, not better. Yep, I was right here. Probably an easy one to predict. Although, interestingly, the war in Ukraine has changed some of the dynamics. The stats are higher, and in some cases, redirected. In 2022, the idea of financial incentives as part of the offering will be adopted by more vendors, or new vendors entering the space. I got this one wrong. I think I'm right on the idea, and with the pressures on insurance offerings, I believe this is all a timeline problem, so I'm going to roll this one over to re-examine it next year and see I didn't get it right. In 2022, several vendors will be rejected by providers for being unable to address supply chain concerns. I got this one wrong. Providers just haven't seemed to care enough about supply chain issues for this to happen. In 2022, a significant enough law will pass in the U.S. requiring breach disclosures to include a broad range of SMB businesses. Now, I'm declaring victory here, as there has been enough motion at the executive level to have significant breach notification guidelines in place for several industries. It didn't happen via Congress, yet it happened via executive order and the rules in place by CISA and other agencies. The landscape is a lot more legal than it once was. In 2022, those ransom payments won't go unnoticed by governments. I'll predict an outright ban. Maybe not across all industries, but there will be some that it will be taken off the table for. Attitudes are turning on paying ransoms, and governments are moving here. Let's roll this over to 2023 and see how that goes. And I wanted to recognize a 2021 prediction I also rolled over. Criminal negligence charges will begin to be filed against those who fail to effectively handle cybersecurity at the SMB level. By stipulating this to SMB, I'm not ready to declare victory. But the orange jumpsuit, soon to be worn by Uber's former CISO, should take notice. There are bounds here. I'm not wrong to think this will happen at some point. That makes my record here 6 wins, 5 losses, and 3 rollovers. In baseball, I'd be a pretty great hitter. You need to go bold on predictions for them to be useful, and as always, the thinking process is even more important than accuracy. Consider the why of the reasoning. Thanks for listening. On the next episode, we'll dive into 2023 business predictions. I will talk to you on Wednesday. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.